Good morning, everyone. It is 8:38, May 1st, 2023. I'm Randy Christman, Chairman of the North Dakota Public Service Commission. We have a rates case, MDU Electric Service rate increase case. It is number PU-22-194. It has been scheduled for several months for to start today at 8:30 a.m. And it's actually scheduled for all 5 days this week, starting at 8:30 each morning. We have interveners in the case. So the case actually has five participants, the company, MDU, our own advocacy staff representing the ratepayers, AARP, Walmart Incorporated, and Marathon Petroleum Company. We held public input sessions for others who aren't involved with the interveners who wanted to make comments. We held both a daytime and evening public input sessions on April 5th. Thursday, a settlement was filed whereby MDU, advocacy staff, AARP, Walmart Incorporated, and Marathon Petroleum Company all agreed on a settlement of this case, which means there will be a lot less testimony because they're all in agreement now. It also means a whole different proposal is in front of us. As I said, that came in Thursday. We were wrapping up a legislative session, meaning we had a scramble to take care of business there as well as prepare for today. So we're going to, a few minutes ago, we did a broadcast and I explained the reasons for this. This involves case PU-22-194, the MDU electric service rate increase case. I'm not going to go through what I did in the previous one, except to say that late last week we received a settlement where all of the parties involved, which are MDU, the company, advocacy staff, AARP, Walmart Incorporated, and Marathon Petroleum Company, reached resolution and agreed to a settlement. That completely changes the proposal before us. So we are going to hold off. This case was scheduled to begin this morning, April 1st, 2023 at 8:30 a.m. and be continued all 5 days. With a settlement like this, the testimony is always much shorter. And so we have time. So we are going to hold off and actually begin the testimony tomorrow, Tuesday morning, April 2nd at 8:30 a.m. This will allow the commission time to thoroughly review the new proposal that's in front of us and be best prepared to challenge things and ask questions. And so with that, this hearing is continued.